Quick announcement. If you're struggling with a new health diagnosis or feeling overwhelmed by your chronic condition, the good news is you can start healing right now. Discover your next steps with the Healing Journey Quiz. In just 3 minutes, find out where you are on your healing path and what actions you can take to move forward. It's practical, straightforward, and designed specifically for anyone navigating health challenges. If you're ready to instigate your healing right now, visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also, you can click the link in the show notes below. So I really encourage you to take the quiz, and I can't wait to help you along your healing journey from today. Hey there, Tisha here, and welcome to episode 15 of Wellbeing Interrupted. Busy time at the moment. We're in the middle of packing up our house and moving to our beautiful block of land, but I want to keep producing and publishing these podcast episodes. So over the next few weeks, it will be some shorter episodes because I need to prioritize my well-being, which I haven't been great at over the years, but I still want to stay connected. So in today's episode, I want to share with you something exciting that happened last week. If you're connected to me on Instagram at Hurdle to Hope or on LinkedIn, Tisha Rose, I announced that I've been invited to be an executive contributor for Brains magazine. I'll quickly read the little caption I wrote on Instagram because it really states the reach, I guess, of this magazine because it's a global publication. When I was invited to be part of this, someone in Stockholm contacted me and I had a Zoom meeting with him. And it's such an opportunity to reach a broad audience. And what I love about the Brains magazine is that their focus is on business, but also lifestyle, mindset, health and well-being, sustainability, leadership. So the name is right up my alley because I really think living well with a chronic illness really is about using our mindset. It's challenging our thinking and working out how we can live well. And part of being an executive contributor is that each month I'll be writing an article and that will go out to their audiences, but I'll also share it with the Hurdle to Hope family as well. So today in this quick episode, I don't want it again or to be about me. I'll share a little bit about why I'm excited about this opportunity in the context of where I thought my career was going years ago. But then I want it to be a reminder for all of us that we have a voice, and whether it's Brains magazine or any other platform, it's so important that we share our insights with others so we can all embrace life with our illnesses. Welcome to Wellbeing Interrupted, the podcast dedicated to exploring the transformative power of a healing mindset. I'm Tisha Rose, your host and the founder of Hurdle to Hope. If you're on a quest to not just survive but thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, then you're definitely in the right place. Living with MS and now stage 4 breast cancer has taught me a vital lesson. In the face of a life-changing illness, our mindset is everything. Each week, I'll share insights, tips, and strategies to help you build a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So let's begin your journey from hurdle to hope starting right now. As I've shared previously, I was diagnosed with MS when I was just 22 years of age. And one of my greatest struggles during my 20s was the impact MS was having on my career. I was so frustrated because I just finished university, had a couple of degrees, started on a graduate program at a large corporation, and I was getting promotions and I was so excited about this path I was on. And MS was stopping that from becoming a reality. It was putting a glass ceiling on my career. And when you're in your 20s and when you're so excited about what's in front of you, knowing that MS was stopping that from happening became so frustrating. But that meant I kept pushing myself, and I kept pushing myself to the detriment of my health, and I kept having relapses, and I kept going back to hospital. And I think I grieved during that time because I thought, because I had MS, that I couldn't evolve into the person I wanted to be. And that's why I'm excited about this opportunity with Brains Magazine, because it signifies to myself that others see that even despite having MS, that I have evolved as a person and I've gained so many insights in living with MS and getting through those dark periods, that those insights are of value to others, that someone like a Brains Magazine think that their readership will benefit from those insights. And if you've been listening to previous episodes, those insights for me are all about my Hurdle to Hope roadmap, as I really wanted to create something that was tangible that others could use when they're going through difficulties in their life, particularly in relation to their health and well-being. And what I'm excited about is I know now, since being diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, that these insights work. And this last week, my interview with the publication was published, and I got to share about the Hurdle to Hope roadmap and how I truly believe that that and the insights I share can impact others as well. When I first started Hurdle to Hope, my motivation, my vision was to really help others living with a life-changing illness. And I really thought the best way to do that was to work directly with people living with an illness. And absolutely, that's still a passion of mine and something I'm really committed to doing and really want to do. And if you look in the show notes, you can take the healing journey quiz to see where you are on your healing journey. There's also a link to a masterclass, Reclaim Your Life. Again, all of this is really focusing on helping others living with a condition so we can embrace our life. But what I've come to realize over the past couple of months, I guess, is that if I'm also to truly impact our lives, if I'm going to enable others to live well with their conditions, then I need to broaden the audience. I need to use these insights in working with those in our support networks, whether it's allied health professionals and running workshops like I did a few weeks ago with an amazing group of physios, whether it's with medical professionals, whether it's with support persons, caregivers, because if all of us are to live well, then we all need to be on the same page. And that's why I'm also excited about Brains Magazine and the opportunity this brings, as I can start some of these conversations and challenge the thinking of others in the health and wellness sector. I think this opportunity also says to all of us that the insights we gain in living with our illnesses matter. You know, that others are wanting to learn from us, that if we've discovered ways to move forward, if we've discovered ways to get through the really dark periods, then we need to share those, because we always need to remember that we're so much more than our conditions. And in living with whatever illness you have, you learn and grow constantly. And there's so many insights you gain that it's wasted if you hold on to these just for yourself. We want to hear from you. And that's a really exciting component of the Wellbeing Interrupted podcast. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be doing my first Hurdle to Hope story, because I want to bring other people's stories onto this platform. I want you to learn from others going through all different conditions. Also, please don't be shy in sharing with me what's going on in your life at the moment. So DM me on @HurdleToHope on Instagram. Remember, Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. You can also contact me on hurdletohope.com, and I'd love to hear from you. So as I mentioned at the start, this is a really quick episode, and it will be the same over the next couple of weeks, because as I'm sitting here recording, someone's knocked at the front door twice to ask permission to pick up some of our hard rubbish, an old couch, an old recliner at the front of our house. So it's full on moving mode at the moment. Our house is full of boxes. My office is full of boxes, but I'm sitting here in front of my computer, in front of my Blue Yeti microphone, wanting to connect with you. As a quick recap, today I really wanted to share with you that I've got this exciting opportunity to contribute to Brains magazine. And it's, for me, been really exciting, as it's something I love to do, to put together challenging conversations, because I know that to live well with our illnesses, we really need to start thinking a bit differently, as individuals. But let's broaden it out and let's start using our voices to challenge the thinking of the health and wellness sector. So stay tuned as to what articles I'm writing. Down the bottom in the show notes, I'll put the link to my recent interview on Brains. But I also want to make sure that through this episode, you're encouraged to also use your voice, because you have gone through so much that we need to share all of those amazing insights you've gained to help others faced with challenges, maybe from a completely different illness, but the challenges often are the same, whether it's dealing with really difficult times, such as a diagnosis or a new prognosis, whether it's going through the emotional overwhelm of living with your condition and the relentless nature of that, or whether it's sharing insights to help us to move forward and to live well and to embrace life. So that's all for me now. I'm going back to packing my boxes, but thank you so much for listening to Wellbeing Interrupted, and we'll chat soon. Thank you so much for joining me today on Wellbeing Interrupted. If today's episode inspired you, or you think it could help others, please share it by tagging @HurdleToHope in your Instagram stories, or just by telling a friend about it. To spread our message of healing and hope to those who need it most, your ratings and reviews are invaluable. By taking a moment to rate and review on your listening platform, you help us attract inspiring guests and create content that empowers all of us to thrive. Don't forget to follow me on @HurdleToHope for more insights. I'd love to see you there. Always remember, to thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, your mindset is everything.